877-235-1310. Now in the studio, I have Don Severson, Active Citizens for Education, who has new news to report on the Madison School referendum questions, that three-part question that we've been talking about on this program. And quite frankly, this is pretty much the only place you ever hear anything about the Madison School referendum. That is, unless you're talking about the union newsletter that's sent out to teachers and kids and parents and everything. But they just want you to vote yes on that, you know, dedicate more of your taxpayer money without expecting any accountability in return. And now we've got more stuff. I mean, more of this kind of, you know, hanky stuff that happened the last time we talked about this, Don. You're telling me that they decided to cull the MSCR database to send out referendum information on behalf of the spending proposals? What's going on here?
That's correct. There was an email last week, went out on the 28th to the database for the Madison School and Community Recreation programs and activities. People that have signed up for those programs gave their information to the division for registration and programs. And in my opinion, that's a misuse.
Absolutely it is. Did you get a chance to use that database to send out your information?
Nope.
Did Nancy Missel get a chance to use the database to send out her enrollment information?
Nope.
Anybody call Sarah Kidd and ask her if she wanted to use the database? This is the kind of electioneering that went on the last time, remember? You and I were talking on the program. We had the kids being pulled out into mandatory attendance of presentations in support of the school referenda questions last time around. We had the school newsletters sending out pro-referenda propaganda. And now we have the referendum people, using the MSCR database. I would like to have access to that as well. It's a little too late now, though, isn't it?
It certainly is, although it wasn't the pro-referenda people. It was an employee of the district who was directed to do this at the behest of the administration.
Would this be the administration that's going to get its report card tonight at the Madison School Board meeting?
One and the same.
Mm-hmm. And what is that? Do we expect that report card to be fairly positive, don't we?
I would imagine
It always has been in the past. Go ahead. Do what you want to do. Don't listen to those taxpayers who are grousing about accountability and more money that they have to spend without any results. You know, we're just going to say you're doing fine. You're just doing fine. The administration directs an employee to use this database. This is a database that we fund, presumably because we fund the programs as taxpayers, which, by the way, aren't under the revenue caps, and we'll talk about that in a second. But we fund this stuff. I say it is high time, that we get a full investigation of the kind of activities, what I call electioneering activities that have been going on for a long time. Plenty of people are looking to try to investigate me. I mean, as a broadcaster, you would think that somebody would be willing to pick up the phone and see if, in fact, there's anything, any kind of violation of law here.
Well, you're transparent. You communicate. There's everything on the table, Vicki. But this isn't true with the school district. And that gets to another kind of an issue on fiduciary responsibility. State law requires the administration and the school board to be trustworthy, clear in communications, and complete in their communications. And they have been anything but with respect to communicating to the taxpayers what the total cost of this referendum is to the taxpayer. They're asking for authorization for $23.5 million for these building projects and for refinancing debt. What they are refusing to tell is what the referendum costs in negative aids.
And Carol Carstensen said nobody cares about that stuff.
That's right.
We actually have a communique from Carol Carstensen who said, why would anybody care about how much it actually costs?
Not to say anything.
How much does it actually cost? Remember, for every dollar we want to borrow, we've got to pay $1.60.
That's correct.
So that is a 60% penalty.
So this referendum will cost the taxpayers of this school district another $14.1 million that we get to gift the state to help other school districts for which we get no financial benefit.
Same garbage they pulled the last time around.
That's right.
Same exact stuff they pulled the last time around. All right, we're going to take a quick break here for news, and we're going to explore more of these issues on the program. And, of course, your calls are welcome at 321-1310 or toll-free 877-235-1310. This is Upfront.
broadcasting from behind enemy lines. Upfront with Vicki McKenna on News Talk 1310 WIVA. Madison's first choice for news. The best local talk and a home for Packer, Badger, and Brewers fans.
From the Amcor Bank News Center.
This is continuing team coverage on News Talk 1310 WIVA.
Good afternoon at 5:30, 48 degrees with clear skies in Madison. I'm Jack Bailey. 10,500. That's how many Madison residents had cast absentee ballots by midday today for tomorrow's election. And that number kept on growing right through the 5 p.m. cutoff. City Clerk Mary Witzel-Vale says today was the last day to vote absentee.
If you want to vote tomorrow, you don't have the option of coming into the clerk's office. You would have to go to your polling place, unless you're in the hospital. There are special rules if you're in the hospital.
Witzel-Vale says the number of absentee ballots does indicate an enormous interest in the election. Highways 18, 151 near Verona were closed down for several hours this morning after a semi driver lost control of his rig and hit a guardrail, causing his truck full of sawdust to explode just after 4 a.m. this morning.
Right after that, a second semi-truck trailer was disabled after striking an axle that was detached from the first one.
Dane County Sheriff's Office spokeswoman Elise Shaver says neither trucker was injured, but it did take crews several hours to remove the tons of sawdust from the highway. President Bush is back in Texas after jetting to Arkansas and Florida on his last day of campaigning before tomorrow's midterm vote. In his appearances, the president mentioned the conviction of Saddam Hussein and urged Republicans to get out to the polls. The president will vote in Texas tomorrow and fly to Washington to await results. When we come back, Wisconsin, not the only state with hot-button issues on the ballot. This news brought to you by Zimbrick Infinity of Madison. 1310 WIBA News Time, 5:32.
I bought an Infiniti FX. I knew that that was the car that I wanted. One of the things that I was attracted to with this car is the safety. I have my family in the car, and accidents are sometimes unavoidable. I want to know I'm in a safe car. I also want to know that I have a car that handles well enough that I have every chance possible of avoiding those accidents. I pull a big utility trailer with my motorcycles, and I race motocross, and I pull my motorcycles around with this. But at the same time, it's got to be nice enough that I can haul clients around in the course of my business. There's not a lot that I don't ask of that car. When we go in for one of our vehicles, and usually we'll take our two-year-old son, he loves it there. He asks to go there. Can we go to Zimbrick today? And every time we drive by on the way home, we have to go past Zimbrick on Fish Hatchery to get to our home. He'll look out the window and he'll say, there's Zimbrick. He sure had a good experience there, too. My name is Court from Fitchburg, and I'm a Zimbrick customer.
Doing?
This is the place to talk about it.
Glad that you brought this up. It needs to be addressed.
Love this country.
News Talk 1310 WIBA.
1310 WIBA News Time, 5:33. It's not just governors and legislators on the ballot tomorrow. Voters are being asked to decide some very controversial questions.
In Missouri, the big question is over stem cell research, an issue that has brought in celebrities like Michael J. Fox.
You do in Missouri matters to millions of Americans.
In South Dakota, voters are being asked to decide whether to outlaw abortion in virtually all cases except to save the life of the mother. Abortion initiatives requiring waiting periods and parental notification on the ballot in California and Oregon. Eight states have questions about banning same-sex marriage. Arizona has initiatives designed to discourage illegal immigrants from settling there. And voters in at least a dozen states have to sort through the thorny topic of eminent domain. Hank Weinblum, Fox News Radio.
And, of course, here in Wisconsin, the issue of gay marriage is up for a vote along with the advisory referendum on whether to bring the death penalty back. Moving around Beaver Stadium on a surgically repaired left leg will be something entirely new in the storied career of Joe Paterno. Penn State's head coach is listed in good condition today at Mount Nittany Medical Center following a procedure yesterday to fix a fractured shin bone and two knee ligaments. He was injured in a sideline collision during last week's loss to Wisconsin. On Wall Street, stocks were higher today. The Dow up 119.5 points. The Nasdaq up 35. The S&P 500 added 15.5. Traffic and weather together are next. 1310 WIBA News Time, 5:34.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Myth 1, saving on a hotel can be quite complicated.
Rubbish! You can save $50 on a hotel anywhere, anytime.
Myth 2, always obey do not disturb signs.
Absurd! Everyone knows they're just a cry for attention.
Don't do it! Don't do it!
Sorry, I don't speak mumble.
Save $50 on a two-night hotel stay when you book with your MasterCard card at qualifying hotels. Visit Travelocity.com for details. Restrictions apply. Travelocity, you'll never roam alone.
Now rapid traffic from the U.S. Cellular Traffic Center.
Good evening. Traffic is brought to you by First Weber. Still no major accidents or incidents to report right now. Just taking a look at all of our cams, and we're seeing those typical delays along the Beltline, both east and westbound through Todd Drive as you're approaching Rimrock Road eastbound, and then again Stoughton Road eastbound as well. Downtown cleared out mostly around the Capitol right now. Outbound East Washington going to be your heaviest spot. Otherwise, no major problems to worry about. FirstWeber.com for new listings, updated hourly. FirstWeber.com/new listings. If you see any traffic problems, 442-HELP is the tip line number from the U.S. Cellular Traffic Center. I'm Phil Dawson.
1310 WIBA News Time, 5:35. Time to take a look at the forecast. A service of Oak Park Place. For that, we go live to 27 Weather Central with WK meteorologist Bob Lindmeyer. And Bob, we're finally getting some fall weather. We had to wait till November, but we're finally getting it.
Yes, we've got all that wintry weather pattern. We've had, as you know, a lot of chilly weather lately, but this is more typical of fall, the weather that we had today. We had some sun breakout through that cloud cover this afternoon, at least in Madison and Dane County, and with that sunshine, we managed to reach the low 50s. Weather looks good for Election Tuesday. The weather should not deter voters at all. We'll have some clouds in the morning, but it'll be nice and mild with some sunshine Tuesday afternoon. The warmth will, the warmth will peak on Wednesday, then we'll cool back down later in the week. Forecast for tonight becoming mostly cloudy. We could see a little patchy fog and drizzle later on tonight. Low near 44, southwest winds 5 to 10. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then partly cloudy and mild in the afternoon. High 58, southwest winds at 10. Wednesday, partly cloudy, breezy and warm. A high of 68, and Thursday looking good too, partly cloudy with a high of 60. Right now in Madison, skies are partly cloudy. We're at 46 degrees. From 27 Weather Central, I'm meteorologist Bob Lidmeyer.
And coming up at 6 o'clock, the candidates for governor make a last push across the state for votes. From the Amcor Bank News Center, I'm Jack Bailey.
Your number one source for news and information is News Talk 1310 WIBA. TV's runaway hit is shifting into high gear.
Come on!
Fox Monday on an all-new Prison Break as one brother is captured.
Confirmed. Further than custody.
Another is about to be reunited with the woman who believes in him.
I wasn't sure you'd come.
I didn't have a choice.
But one man stands in their way.
He's not trying to catch me. He's trying to kill me.
The escape takes a shocking turn on an all-new Prison Break. Then, an internet billionaire's wife ends up as shark bait. Now, a risky defense threatens to tear the firm apart.
You lied to me.
It's an all-new Justice.
Tonight at 7, then it's time for Fox 47 News at 9.
Once upon a time, you had to stay up way past your bedtime for the late local news. Thank goodness for the Fox 47 News at 9. It's all the late-breaking news and weather you demand earlier. Fox 47 News, news for your prime time.
Fox 47 News at 9 tonight. Earlier is better.
Exercise your right to freedom of speech. Call now at 321-1310 or toll free at 1-877-235-1310. Or sound off on today's topic on the web at WIBA.com. Now here's your host, Vicki McKenna, on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
Welcome back to the program. This is Upfront News Talk 1310 WIBA. Don Severson from Active Citizens for Education is in the studio. We're going to get to phone calls in just a second. I have in front of me, though, it is a letter to the editor from, I think it's okay if I say the name.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's public.
Tom Ragatz. Tom Ragatz wrote a letter to the editor, to the Wisconsin State Journal, trying to point out this issue of negative aides and what it really means. When the district asks you for $23 million, that really means 37 point some odd million dollars, because we have negative aides in the city of Madison in our school district. It means that for every dollar we borrow, we got to pay back $1.60. It's about a 60% penalty because we're a property rich school district. Mr. Ragatz wrote a letter to the editor that attempted to point this out, and it was published, wasn't it, Don? Published yesterday in the Wisconsin State Journal. I read it yesterday in the Wisconsin State Journal, but I didn't get a chance to read the unedited version. I read the unedited version, because yesterday his letter made no mention of negative AIDS and what the real cost of the referendum was.
That's correct.
And now I know why. Because it was all that information was edited out by the Wisconsin State Journal before they printed it.
That's right.
I have in front of me all, I mean, he's pointing it out perfectly. They even edited out what the cost per pupil to educate a student in the Madison Metropolitan School District is, which is about $12,500. Apparently, that was too much information as well to give the taxpayer. You saw this as well. You had a copy of this original that included all that information that was edited out by the paper. You decided to go back and see if you could find any articles in the Wisconsin State Journal or Capital Times that actually brought up and explained the issue of negative AIDS. How'd you do on that?
Negative.
Now, let me ask you this question. You are a community organization. You frequently either send materials or meet specifically with media people, so television, radio, newspapers. Did you do that this time around? I know you did it last time around.
We certainly did.
And did you, I mean, is everybody on the list? Did all radio, all television, all newspapers?
Right.
And how many people have the information that you gave to me? It includes information on negative AIDS, on enrollment patterns, on the mystifying change in capacity. They got it all, right?
That's correct.
And how many people did anything on it of any significance?
Couple. Plus you.
Thank you. How many people, then, do you think out there have been given the full accounting of what the spending proposal that the district wants us to agree to tomorrow? How many people out there do you think have a great understanding of this who haven't been paying very, very specific attention to the
issue?
Pretty
small percentage.
I think so, too. And that was the battle we had last time around as well, was that we had a shockingly small percentage of people who actually saw sort of the underhanded nature of how they try to convince you to give them more money without more accountability. Last time around, we know they had three questions. We know that the plan was politically to sell three questions as one question. It's a very confusing question. It also doesn't give you the ability to approve one thing and not approve something else. They learned their lesson last time, didn't they?
That's right. Well, the interesting part, they didn't really learn their lesson.
Well, they learned their lesson on not to split it up into three questions. Well, for heaven's sakes, we can't give them choices. We got to confuse them a little bit, or they'll never give us more money.
But the interesting thing of this referendum is that all three parts of this referendum are trying to get authorization to pay for things that they already decided to spend. Three additions to elementary schools, land that they've already purchased, an addition to Leopold School that's already under construction, and a new elementary school for which they've already expended up to $90,000 for the design of that building, all expecting more taxpayer money to fund all that.
That's right. So without even having the respect... enough respect for the people in the city of Madison and the fact that it is becoming more and more difficult for us to afford to live here, they decided to plan for this anyway. And incidentally, Leopold, that's practically completed. We don't know how on earth we're going to pay for that if this doesn't get passed.
Well, it'll come out of the operations budget and obviously affect classroom.
Somebody needs to investigate whether what they have done is in violation of some sort of ordinance or some sort of code, because, I mean, it seems to me that it is absolutely, besides being completely immoral to do this, to underhandedly spend the money already and then ask the taxpayers for more to exceed the revenue caps. It seems to me that there has got to be something that prevents them from pulling this kind of crap. Hang on real quickly. I want to get to Robert, who has been waiting an awful long time to make a comment. So, Robert, welcome. You're on with Don Severson.
Thank you, Vicki. I'm thoroughly irked and have been, I've been made cognizant of the 60 cents on the dollar penalty that has never been indicated by the school district or the majority of the school board. And so I was thinking about the original term alpha to omega, at the beginning to the end. Well, a school board and the majority in the administration has come up with a new term for that acronym, if you will, and I'd like to entitle it adumbration to obfuscation. I don't think I can come up with a better definition of what these folks do to confuse the taxpayers and extract taxes from them.
hoping they're not paying attention.
Without any justification.
Yeah, and hoping they don't pay enough attention and make the notes themselves. Listen, this is like saying, all right, well, we're going to sell you this car for 10 grand. And you think to yourself, I might buy that car for 10 grand, especially if it's only going to cost me, say, 30 bucks a month. But, you know, the interest rate on your car loan really raises that up to $250 a month. It would be like them not letting you know that you had this massive interest payment that you were going to have to plan for as well. I mean, this is something that the district has done on a regular basis. They did it the last time around. They're going to do it the next time, I guarantee you. But this one's particularly insidious simply because they've already got the money set aside. They've already got it spent in the case of Leopold and pretty much planned for in the case of the other spending proposals.
Well, there's a reason why there are full disclosure laws in this state and in most other states that the total cost of principal loan, principal interest and fees must be disclosed up front on the total cost of any kind of a loan. And our school district refuses to do that.
Just like a car loan.
Yeah.
Just like any loan you'd take out. Justin, welcome. You're on with Don Severson.
Hi, Vicki. Hi, Don.
Hi, Justin.
You know, I guess for me, it's just repulsing the way the board tries to, the underhanded way in which they try to get these things passed. Every, you know, time after time, we see the same things happening. They don't tell the public what the information is. If I didn't listen to your show every day, I'd have no idea what was going on. And I guess what bothers me the most is that sometime in the distant future, if there ever actually is a legitimate referendum, I'm going to vote no just because I'm sick of being lied to.
You know, that's a concern. They are running the risk of having essentially taken advantage of taxpayers so many different times that we could come to a point where you absolutely need to spend. If you consider some of the communities outside the city of Madison that are growing very quickly, for instance, I mean, sometimes you do need to build. The question in Madison is, do we? We don't have the answer for the do we need to build? What do the demographics look like? The answer, and we don't have the answer to the question, how can you abide spending money on a school addition, which is essentially the same question that voters rejected the last time they came, the district came to them with this same question about Leopold. I mean, he's absolutely right. They are essentially squandering their goodwill and their trust with the taxpayers, as if there were any left.
That's right.
There's fewer and fewer taxpayers out there that are going to begin to be trusting of the board. The board has sat there. Literally, we thought we were going to have some success with some accountability, but unfortunately, those who are interested in accountability are still in the minority, yep. And we still sit being lied to by the district. We're going to be right back and take some more phone calls. Don Severson's my guest to wrap this up with me. This is Upfront.
Your daily therapy for the craziness of the left. Upfront with Vicki McKenna on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
Ah, Mr. and Mrs. Gray Squirrel. At Viridian Homes, we find ourselves enamored by our bushy-tailed friends, for they've truly mastered the art of homemaking. Endlessly foraging for a crow's feather here, a pine cone there, and a maple twig both here and there. Yes, the gray squirrels find deep pleasure hunting and gathering, all in the name of home sweet home. In much the same way you'll enjoy, well, buying stuff for your brand new Viridian home. A home where quality comes in the form of award-winning craftsmanship. A home with vaulted ceilings. And that oh-so-elusive fourth bedroom. For a complete listing of open houses, check out the home section in this Sunday's Wisconsin State Journal. Or visit ViridianHomes.com. Viridian Homes. Dream. Build. Live.
We're here with small business owner Frank Brady.
Hello.
Frank just got a BlackBerry handheld.
Well, actually, I got five of them for my business.
And he can't wait to read the instruction manual.
Oh, no, see, that's
a
thing.
Frank's a big fan of nonfiction.
Well, I am, but that's not it.
There's nothing like curling up by a warm fire with a book of juicy how-tos.
You see, I don't have time.
Good reading, Frank.
That's how most wireless companies treat their small business customers, just like everybody else.
But at U.S. Cellular, we know small businesses need special attention. That's why we not only provide relevant solutions like BlackBerry, we offer small businesses personalized setup appointments. We'll schedule in-store appointments with you and each of your employees to activate your BlackBerry wireless handheld and show you how to use it. Because we know not everyone's a BlackBerry expert. That's our business. To get your business booming on U.S. Cellular's guaranteed wireless network, call 1-866-USC4BIZ or visit uscellular.com/business.
Hello, Wisconsin Veterans Hotline.
Is this the number to call for information about the negative political ads about veterans issues?
Yes, we've been answering a lot of questions.
Well, what about the ads against Baldwin?
Well, Tammy Baldwin has a strong record on veterans issues. She has a 100% voting record with disabled American veterans, and she's the one who fought to keep our VA hospital open.
Oh, my brother uses that hospital.
Yes, thousands of area veterans do.
And what about not supporting pay raises and body armor for our troops?
That's not the case. Baldwin is the co-sponsor of the new GI Bill of Rights to increase benefits for members of the armed forces. And of course, she's for body armor for our troops.
And who's this Dave Magnum who's attacking her?
I don't know much. I hear he wants to be part of the Bush agenda to stay the course.
Boy, I don't. Well, I'm not inclined to vote for Magnum, but I did want to check out those ads.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
I'm Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin, candidate for re-election, and I approved this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Congress.
From the American Transmission Company Sports Desk, ATC, helping you keep the lights on, I'm John Audius. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is reporting that John Stockel's injured throwing arm is in a sling and that the quarterback is not expected to practice or play this weekend when the Badgers face Iowa. Head coach Brett Bielema, meanwhile, isn't saying much about Stockel's injury. The coach says the Badgers' game plan against Iowa won't change regardless of who the quarterback is. NFL, the Packers had a choice Sunday. With a first and goal at the one late in the fourth and down seven, Mike McCarthy decided to have Brett Favre pass the ball against the Bills. It was picked off. Now today, Mike McCarthy trying to defend his call. The coach says there was nothing wrong with that decision, although he wouldn't try it again. Monday Night Football tonight will be rainy in Seattle as the Seahawks host the Raiders. Coverage starts at 7 o'clock tonight right here on 1310 WIBA. College hoops, Florida is the top team in the AP's preseason poll. Gators followed by North Carolina, Kansas, Pittsburgh, and LSU. The Badgers have their highest ranking ever in the AP. Bucky sits at 9th. I'm John Audius, WIBA Sports.
It's local. It's global. It's real. It's virtual. It's all things to all people. It's News Talk 1310 WIBA, and it's on. Now more Upfront with Vicki McKenna on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
All right, welcome back to the program. You know, here's a question, Don Severson, to join me for the last break here. We have these spending proposals. Of course, they're not telling us about the negative aides. The newspaper's not telling us about the negative aides. And I'm just going to go out on a limb here because I've been watching coverage on this. Really, no one has done a good job of telling anybody about the negative aides. Nobody in the media, save this program. I think we've done an excellent job telling people about the negative aides. But that's, you know, that just could be my ego working there.
No, you're right on.
Thank you, Don. I was kind of fishing for that. But, you know, we also have to consider that there are these spending proposals as well. This new school, this is going to cost us not just the money to build the school, and we don't even know if we need this school. Nancy Mistel was on with you, had worked with Sarah Kidd in looking at enrollment numbers and looking at capacity, and suddenly capacity has been totally rejiggered so that suddenly we're out of capacity on the west side, even though Chavez was supposed to save that and all the additions to the west side school was supposed to solve that problem. But anyway, that aside, build this school. Where's the money to run the school? Every single year we hear that we're going to have cuts, $8 to $12 million in cuts. What happens when you tack on a whole new operating budget to that?
It's another $500,000 to $1 million a year in operations, and they have no way to pay for it.
None. Well, here's the answer.
Unless.
Let's suggest the answer to the people. How will they pay for that operating budget?
Would you like to face another referendum?
That would be the easiest thing probably for them to attempt, but let's assume that the taxpayers would reject that referendum. I'll tell you what they're going to do. Instead of trying to find efficiencies in this district, which they won't do, instead of admitting now that we are admitting poorer and poorer kids, kids who are also English language challenged, which cost us more money per pupil, incidentally, instead of accepting the fact that we are going to have to start moving our resources, essentially, from one population to another, we better figure out some efficiencies. We better figure out efficiencies in the administration, in the way we do business, in the kind of contracting we do, in our health care that we provide for our teachers. And if those health costs, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, those health costs ought to be passed on. If we can get savings in health care, pass it on to the taxpayers, or at least pass it on to the operating budget. Start thinking about asking the question, do we need Fund 80? Do we need to keep spending this kind of money on that? These are the questions the board refuses to ask. Should we make boundary changes, for instance? These are the questions they refuse to ask. They're hard questions to ask. They would rather just either cut your kids' fourth grade strings program, raise fees on football and cheerleading, or go back to the taxpayers and beg for more money and lie about negative aides and swipe the MSCR database to try to get their bidding, to try to do their bidding. I'm telling you what. Don Severson, let's... Yes, Don, you don't have to whisper. You can say, Vicky, talk about the website.
We encourage people to go to the website, www.activecitizensforeducation.org.
And... VickyMcKenna.com. Scroll down through the various postings that I've got up there that I've forgotten to archive. There's plenty of stuff in the referendum up there for you guys. We do have to take a quick break. We'll come back with traffic. Don Severson, thank you.
Thank you, Vicky. And everybody vote.
Exactly. That would be tomorrow, by the way. And conveniently, we put the polling places up on the website for you, too. This is